Danny Williams, always aiming at the championships, country championships, and he joins you now. Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, listeners.
You've had a couple thinned out, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've had a bit of bad luck. Hoop de Main ended up pulling up a little bit average after his Sapphire Coast win. Just a strain suspensory, which needs him to go to the paddock. And Highway 66, who we're still hoping to get there next week, kicked up over a fence with a back leg and she's taken a bit of skin off herself. So just have to wait and see whether she's going to be okay for next week.
Isn't it amazing? Something as simple and stupid as that can bring you undone.
Exactly, yeah. Look, they're animals. They're live animals. They're unpredictable. There's nothing safe. Doesn't matter how, secure or safe that you keep them. They'll find a way to get injured or hurt. It's just the principle of life, I think.
Yeah. Now, one of your hopes for the championships, I imagine, would be acquittal. It's in today by Nakoni, and you've always had a bit of a rap on this horse.
I have, Cozzy. He's a horse that finally steps up to 1,400, where he's going to be a lot better suited. He's been running in races that are way too short for him, but it was always a plan to do that. It wasn't in his program aimed at trying to win every start, but to try and make sure that the horse got to the qualifier as good as we could have him. And, this should finish him off today very nicely. As I said, he steps to 1,400 metres, and I think you'll start to see a little bit better performances from him.
My Blue Jeans put two together middle of last year. It's obviously got a lot of ability. It's just been knocking on the door for you of late, hasn't it?
Hughie said that the run was quite good at Canterbury. I was a little bit disappointed, but when you actually have a look at him, he's very one-paced, and they just sort of out-sprinted him the other day. May have been a bit sharp. He's a bit like a quiddle. He needs to roll along. He's not a sit-and-sprint horse, and, if you hold them up, they tend to not have a great lot there, and they need to work into their races, and you'll find a better horse today stepping out to 1,400 on a bigger track, plus the benefit of a soft track today is certainly helping him.
See the sort of horse you got to get out and get rolling and build momentum with?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you've got Glamour Cruise in race two today as well. This is a nice filly by Smart Missile, and she's showing you a bit of promise.
Well, look, her track work is amazing. She's working well enough to be competitive in this race, and I think that if she jumps, that's all she has to do. She has a little bit of a history of playing up the gates. The other day at the Sapphire Coast, to the listeners, the form might look a bit average, but I thought the run was outstanding. She was slow away and bucked the trend that day, came from a long way back and was really charging to the line strong late. And we've taken the earmuffs off her. I think that I expected her to win by six lengths the other day, Cozzy. And we put the earmuffs on her and she just wouldn't go. And some horses are like that. It was the first time we've ever raced her with her earmuffs on and she just refused to go early.
Isn't it interesting? Because often you put them on to settle them down prior or maybe take them off or whatever, and it settled her down, right? She's done nothing.
It definitely settled her. It did exactly what was trying to achieve, but in the wrong category. We weren't trying to slow her down, we were trying to quiet her down.
Yeah. Right, so hopefully today you'll get those EMFs and just leave them in the float. Now,
exactly.
The third today, Chewbacker, he's a horse with a lot of promises, Blake. He won two starts ago at Goulburn, and he's only lightly raced for a four-year-old.
Look, because he's one of my better championship qualifier horses. We've just had our tail behind our legs, really struggling to get him there. He went for a short break after he ran, I think, third at Rose Hill, and was always a plan to give him a couple of weeks out in the paddock. But look, he came back very footsore, and it's taken a long time to get those feet settled down. And finally, we've got him where we want him, but we've lost a lot of ground in that time. And this today, albeit I think he'll be very hard to beat, I think it'll be a bit of a barrier trial, so to speak, if you want to use those words, because 1,000 is certainly not ideal for him. But it gives us 10 days to try and get him ready for a 1,400. He definitely needs this run today. We had the option of running him perhaps on Saturday at Rose Hill, 1,100, but that only gives him 7 days, and I just opted to run him in the 1,000 today because it gives us a few extra days.
And finally, Danny, Green Sweet Boy. Gee, this horse is tough. He's raced basically since July last year. He had a 7-week let-up in August, but he's had 13 runs since July last year. He must love it.
Well, I think his new name is Green Tom Melbourne, because he's a bit like Tom. Hasn't won for a while. He's run sensational races, and he's been everywhere, this horse. He was purchased in America, raced in France, and he won the Albury Cup. I'm not sure if it was 2 years ago, and I don't think he's won another race since, but look, his run at Sapphire Coast was outstanding. He had 62.5. But once again, you just couldn't make ground up, and he must have been 20 lengths off them, I'd say, 800 from home. And Chad Lever pulled the stick on him. So, the run was outstanding. If you go back and have a look at his run, if he was to repeat that today and was able to hold his ground, this doesn't look any stronger. No. And I'd say he'll go close to winning.
All right. What's the pick of yours today, Danny?
Look, we've got some very good chances. I'd say Acquittal, Chewbacca and Green Sweet look very hard to hold out today. Think that they'll be all winning chances, and the listeners, they want to have a bet on a long shot. If she jumps, Glamour Cruise will certainly be there for a long way.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Danny. Good luck today.
Thank you, Cozzy.